Let's cross over live now to New York, where the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is speaking at an event hosted by the Asia Society and the Council on Foreign Relations. Let's listen in to what he has to say.
In the name of God.
In the name of God, the compassionate. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to have this opportunity to meet with you face to face and discuss a number of issues that have preoccupied all of us for many years. I believe I can talk to you today as a colleague, just as colleagues talk to each other, as I had the same job as yours until recently, leading a strategic in Tehran for long
years. I believe that interactions amongst research centers can contribute to further understanding amongst nations and leaders of countries, and also prevent any prejudgment and avoid any biased approach as the basis of policy making. During the years that I'm going to serve as the president, moderation and rationality will guide me in order to adopt policies and implement policies in all different domains. I emphasize moderation in the course of the presidential campaign, and I managed to have the landslide victory in the course of the election. So, based on the mission that has been granted to me by the voters, I am committed to fulfill my obligation within the framework of moderation. And that requires creation of balance between realism and also the ideals of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Moderation in the domain of foreign policy means, in fact, avoiding extremist approaches in directing the foreign policy of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and to avoid any extremist approach. And also we see constructive interaction. We'll see constructive interaction with the outside world. And also I can refer to mutual respect with our neighboring countries and other regional and global players. And we will concentrate on such a mutual respect, and we will make efforts so that in order to have our foreign policy based on helping the economic development of the country and redefine our foreign policy in this way. For this purpose, we seek to eliminate and reduce tensions in foreign policy and also strengthen relations with traditional and new partners in all regions. It is obvious that in order to realize this goal, we have to have domestic consensus and also setting the objectives in a transparent manner. And we are making efforts in line with this goal. Concurrently, by making efforts in order to refrain from any contradiction, we also seek to attain our interests in different domains. And since we are living in a world that You see that the world, there is more dependency and more interwoven relationships in the world today. We believe that only through interaction and active cooperation amongst countries, one will be able to overcome the global challenges. In order to address these challenges, one requires a collective response, and no country can by itself in an isolated manner be able to overcome the challenges it is facing. The major powers are not an exception, because those major powers are also facing their specific challenges, and they are facing difficulties in dealing with these challenges. The rapid growth of the newly emerging economies and the capabilities in filling the gap with the developed world is indicative of the fact that their economic efficiency is surpassing the economic efficiency of the developed world. Based on the existing calculations, it is probable that the newly emerging economies till 2030 would have a 60% share of the GDP, global GDP.
In 2000,
naturally, this will enable them to have a more important role in the global politics.
Under such circumstances, and while interdependence and competitive cooperative approach and not enmity is the order of the day, zero-sum game and win-lose approaches in international relations has already lost ground when it comes to international ties, as no country could pursue its interests.
Those who seek to insist on such methods, they will eventually get tangled up with a lose-lose equation. They're going to face a lose-lose equation. In this transition period, Iran enjoys various capabilities and potentialities for boosting its role in the global arena. Our values are becoming more profound, and the recent elections in Iran that witnessed a 73% turnout by the eligible voters indicated that what we call religious popular rule indicates that the religious popular rule, what we call the religious popular rule, is further growing and becoming more mature. Speaking of Iran's age-old culture, that has profound roots, and also Iran's specific political geography, and also the characteristics of the Iranian society that has led to social stability in the country at the times of the tumultuous situation in the region, and also the educated Iranian youths, the large number of Iranian educated Iranian youths, all these provide us with a bright prospect ahead, and also paving the way for us in order to play a major role in the global arena. And this role is a role that is deserved by our people, and no player in foreign policy will be able to